Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at Folk on KBN.
All right, let's get to it.
How could you even have energy?
I had to muster up the energy, and then we had to get to it.
The breaking news has hit the internet. Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell will return to the Badgers in 2026. Athletic director Chris McIntosh tells ESPN, "The move comes with significant increase in financial investment." I'm Ben Bruss next to Kyle Wallace. No Brad Nordman. Strofe's running the show. My heart is racing out of my chest. I am having a hard time processing that this could be a decision that's made. And as Jason Woodley just joined us and talked with us a little bit, how right now you want to come out to a fan base that is losing faith by the second with four games left. Washington this week, who's ranked 24th favorite at Camp Randall. Indiana on the road next week, who's going to beat you by 30-plus easily. Illinois, we've seen what Bielema's done at Illinois, good enough to come into Camp Randall and beat you. And then Minnesota. They haven't won a Big Ten game this season.
No. They haven't won a Big Ten game since October 19th of 2024. Joe Biden was the damn president.
So
garbage. This is unbelievable.
It's disgusting. Like, the idea that with four games left, you're going to tell Badger fans that you're bringing back the coach that has brought you to the lowest of lows since the Don Morton era is a slap in the face. Badger fans have a pulse. Badger fans have seen success to a degree where everyone in their brain knows that this is unacceptable. Saturdays don't even exist anymore. They don't. The athletic department is losing money because of the football program, the city of Madison is, and the state of Wisconsin is, because Saturdays don't mean anything. And then you're going to make a statement with four games left in the season that Luke Fickell's your coach in 2026. This is the lowest of lows in 35 years. And you want to make a statement showing support to the person who's brought you to this lowest of lows? It's sickening. It's sickening. It disgusts me because it's a slap in the face to Badger fans, and I truly mean that. It is a slap in the face to Badger fans to say we're going to invest money into the program, to the coach that's brought us to the depths of the sea. It's dark in the ocean down in the ocean where you can't see. It's scary down there. That's where the football program is right now.
The football program is bad, and when I talk about bad,
the leadership is bad.
No, everything is bad. McIntosh is basically putting his name on this, so I hope Chris McIntosh understands.
He's tripled down. He's quadrupled down. The statement right now? Let the four games play out. What do you think recruits are now going to be like? You know what? Ha ha. Or transfer portal kids are going to be like, sign me up for this program. Luke Fickell's coming back. I got confidence that I can go transfer the Badgers. That coach is going to take me some places.
I don't know everything about NIL, but Wisconsin has to understand that it's beyond just having money, right? People want to go to a place where they can get money and also compete. And the Wisconsin Badgers have not shown the ability during the first 3 years of Luke Fickell being the coach to compete. If you think just throwing $1 million at a quarterback when he's going to have $1 million offers other places, what sets you apart? Usually your coach, you're ascending. I always talk about Indiana simply because Indiana was able to win last year, which allowed for them to get more money in the NIL fund, but also convince more people that they can be successful. And when I look at this Wisconsin Badger football program, you have coaches across the state of Wisconsin. yeah, Brad talked about, oh, these are the rumblings. Well, the Journal Sentinel actually did some research and they contacted some coaches, and most of the coaches had a mixed or negative perception of the Wisconsin Badger football program when it comes to recruiting. If you cannot win in Wisconsin, as in win the recruiting battles in Wisconsin, you have lost a pipeline that you need to build the foundation of success. There was a wall built around Wisconsin under Barry Alvarez, and every coach after him was able to sustain that wall. It has completely fallen and has crumbled under the eye of Luke Fickell, and somehow Chris McIntosh thinks that is okay. When you look at this football team, you look at the offense, the Wisconsin Badgers with their rankings on the offensive side of the football when it comes to the quarterback play, they rank 100th or lower in passing efficiency, 128th. Passing offense, 125. Completion percentage, 115. And passing yards, 102. What about
forget the passing, the run game sucks too.
But what I'm saying is, what about the performance of Luke Fickell as a coach has made you believe that Luke Fickell can lead? And beyond that, there have not been many players that have left Wisconsin or graduated from Wisconsin who are praising him. When you talk about some of the top guys like Braylon Allen has nothing positive to say about Luke Fickell. There's other guys that have nothing good to say about Luke Fickell. The fact that Luke Fickell ain't even showing up to events with alumni from classes and programs that were championship
programs. Shoot, he's canceled events across the state.
So the problem I have with this is that you're dumping and throwing money, what you think is good money, at a problem. Why, oh, why as a kid? Okay, because I get it. Some of these kids are just going to go for the biggest dollar. But Wisconsin has not proven, this coaching staff has not proven they can develop anybody. Show me somebody they have developed into a star.
This decision to say that Luke Fickell is coming back as the head coach in 2026 in the middle of the season has now set the program back even further, because now you have the rest of this year to suck, and then you are going to suck next year, because everybody in their right mind knows that with what has been laid as a foundation as a head coach and as a program, and what they've done from recruiting, from portal, belief in the program, alumni of the program are talking about Fickell and how there's no connection there. He has done everything to alienate himself from the fans. Nobody identifies with Luke Fickell. There's no belief in the guy leading the team. And now Chris McIntosh is putting his stamp next to Luke Fickell beyond this season already?
You want to
crush souls and crush opportunity for ticket sales and revenue for next year already? You want to do that right now?
You're donating 1,000
tickets. But if you're trying to
tickets.
Tell me that because you think bringing Luke Fickell back right now in 2026 will help you get guys because they know he's going to be there, who in their right mind would want to come to Wisconsin?
You got kids who are decommitting from Wisconsin, not because, oh, am I getting enough money? It's because the team sucks.
Saturdays suck. They've been ruined. They were ruined this year, and now they're already ruined next year. And here's what the only thing I would say is, I hope I'm wrong, because I hate this. I've said this many times. They broke me. I hate this. I hate that Saturdays don't mean anything. I don't want to go because it's not the same experience. But if it works, great. But there is a 1% chance that this whole thing works. It's just setting the program back further with the same guy that's drug us all the way down here.
Ben, they're selling money. That's what it comes to. The problem is that the Wisconsin athletic program does not understand is that people sell a vision, right? When teams hire new coaches, the new coaches comes in and they sell a vision of what the program can be. When you already have a proof of concept what has failed you, you're not selling that. Again, money is not going to solve this when your coach cannot develop any players, when your coach is not a very good coach of coaching the football team, and he can't identify talent very well. He's not good at anything.
And I'm genuinely asking. I'm not trying to be a troll.
No,
if somebody could tell me one thing that he is good at.
Losing. And I'm not even joking.
I know.
He's losing. And I last year I got mad, right? And maybe people thought I was a little bit early on this. Last year, what I was fed up with is not the performance overall for the season, because that team competed against Penn State. They competed against Oregon. It's the fact that they competed against top 25 teams and went and got their butts beat by Nebraska, by Minnesota, and Iowa. That told me everything I needed to know about that program is that the W on that helmet was about pride. The guys before that played for pride. They played for Wisconsin. Right now, they don't have that. And by thinking you can just throw money at okay players, subpar players, maybe above average players, and try to
get
high.
Can't wait for the next scrambling state transfer to change the program next year.
Even if you get talented guys that come in here, you don't have the coach that has the ability to bring a unit together and get the most out of them. He has not been able to get the most out of these guys. They are getting their asses whooped every single week. When we saw them play against Oregon, we were happy that they were within 14 points at halftime. We made a whole bet about how many points they were going to score, and they scored 7, and we were surprised. The Badger football team scored 7 points in 12 quarters. Let that sink in. A team that dropped 70 on a team in a Big Ten championship has regressed to the point where they can only score 7 in Big Ten play. It is pathetic. It is awful. Maryland has one win. One win in Big Ten play, and guess who was against?
And they smoked you at your own place.
You are the worst team in the Big Ten, and you lucky. You lucky Luke Fickell, and you lucky Chris McIntosh that you don't have to play Michigan State, and that you don't have to play Purdue, or you'll be even more salty of how terrible this program is. You have destroyed our football program, Luke Fickell, and Chris McIntosh, you're allowing it to happen. So guess what? A year from now, Chris McIntosh, pack your bags too, because y'all both can get up the hell up out of there.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroh running the show.
I'm eating because I eat when I get stressed. I eat when I get stressed.
I usually get mad at you for eating on air. You get the pass today. Stroh, we did a lot of I wouldn't say yelling. I'd say passionately voicing our opinions.
I would say yelling and passionately voicing your opinions. Yes,
is it justified?
Anything that we said that's off base?
No, I think it reminds me of like when you ask somebody if they're mad, they're like, oh. Everything's fine. I'm not mad. But you know, everything's not really fine and they are mad. That's what this releases to me. This is an admission by Chris McIntosh, the athletic director of the University of Wisconsin, saying everything is going about as poorly as possible. But why else would I make? I mean, this is a normal statement for November 6th.
I literally said that they hit the iceberg, that this was the Titanic and they hit the iceberg and they still think they're making it to New York. The Titanic is at the bottom of the ocean and everyone is either dead or rescued and they're still trying to get to New York.
So I guess to use that analogy, it'd be like the captain of the Titanic saying, don't worry, everybody, the ship isn't sinking.
No, but the ship is already at the bottom of the ocean and they're still trying to... Now they got the rescue teams coming to try and get the Titanic from out of the ocean and put all the people that are in the water back in the ship to try and get it to New York.
You know what?
It's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
This is dead. Luke Fickell's era is dead. And they decided to bring him back for us to suffer another year in 2026.
And that's the most egregious thing about this. I'm with you, Ben. Is that we have to suffer through it. We have to suffer through it. You get 4 years to suck. I have never, because I'm a Wisconsin fan.
$24 million to put this program into the ground.
That's what it is. That's what it is. They're not going to be any better. Regardless of how we perceive the schedule to be easier, we're talking about a 5 or 6 win team next year that has no hope. If a team wins five or six wins.
Oh, wait for the narrative when they win six games. We're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, you can't give somebody 4 or 5 years just to suck. And it's crazy to me that I see all these coaches getting fired for less. Oregon State fired their dang coach after less than 2 seasons. Why? Because they didn't like the direction the program was going. UCLA fired their coach. Why? Because they didn't like the direction the program was going. James Franklin took a team to the national semifinal less than a year ago, and what did they do? They fired them because they didn't like how the way that things were going. Wisconsin has to figure out, are we competing for championships? Are we competing for bowl games? If you're competing for bowl games, then you know what? Fine. Fine. If that's what we want.
I stopped listening when you talked about success happening under Luke Fickell.
No, if they were competing for bowl games, they could have saved a lot of money and kept Paul Chryst around here. I thought they were coming to, you know, launch the program, right? I thought they were coming to compete for championships. All we're doing is competing for the bottom of the barrel at a big damn 10. We suck.
Big damn 10.
So if you don't see Matt, I'm telling you, when Jason Wilde was on, I couldn't even. I had to lock in. I had to refocus, lock in, and write down a question for Jason because I was just in disbelief. I'm telling you, this ruined my day. This is just bad. As a fan, this is bad. I want more. We grew up, Ben. You became a Badger football fan because you went to the university.
It changed your
college experience and everything.
It changed my life. I didn't experience anything like that when I grew up. But when Saturday came, it was the best day in the fall to start the season. You had the great weather games. You'd tailgate. You'd play beer pong. You'd walk down Dayton Street. You'd go through the arches. You get to your seats. We'd go to one or two games. And if we had practice and we were in the season, we wouldn't go to the games. But you know what we do? We'd sit down all together and watch the games because it meant something. It was part of a culture. It was part of an identity of being a true school that had something to be proud of. In football, in basketball, and yes, there are other sports that are great, but this is a part of the identity of the state, is football. The Packers are the Packers. Wisconsin football, since Barry Alvarez took over, has been a part of the identity and culture of this state. And now they are literally slapping us in the face by giving us no hope beyond this year.
Well, something you can't get hope with is with windows. Listen, at my house, I love my Universal Windows Direct windows. Jamie Shea came to the crib. He gave me and baby girl a great consultation. He let us know all the different windows options that they have. But more importantly, he didn't try to upsell me. He gave me the one that works best for my home. I love I have the window that you can lift up, and then also the top, you can bring it on down. That's how cool my window is with Universal Windows Direct. But what I loved about it even more is I got buy two, get two free. Yep, I bought six windows, right? So I bought three windows and I got three free. And you can have that exact same experience just like me. And the deal gets even better. Right now, you get 36 months of 0% financing, and on top of that, a $500 bonus off your next project. And Universal Windows Direct doesn't just deliver with great products. They make the whole process so easy. From the free in-home estimate to the professional installation, you are in great hands. Call 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Buy two windows, get two free. Energy savings, comfort, and serious value. I'm telling y'all, like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
800-990-3776. Luke Fickell is going to be brought back no matter what. For the 2026 season, give us your calls, give us your texts, we'll get to you. I'm legitimately sweating and pissed off. This sucks. 800-990-3776. Knife stab with a twist. That's what it feels like next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
Call me daddy.
That just sounds...
It's just, yeah.
Like...
Call me
cut daddy.
Mike. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Badger football hasn't played a game in 10, 11 days, and they've already found a way to make me even more mad. Who knew it was possible?
I'm running these. The 0.66 miles I run is going to be some angry miles. Going to be some heavy feet pounding.
Chris McIntosh is bringing back Luke Fickell in 2026 with a significant investment into the program for ESPN and Pete Thamel. We can hear from Chris McIntosh as he sits down with Jesse Temple as part of the Badger Connect. I don't know what he says, but I'm all ears to hear the lies that are going to be coming out.
I think, you know, the priority for me is to continue to grow the program in a way that puts us in a position to achieve those expectations. That comes in many forms. It's not limited to wins and losses. There are so many factors that contribute to that, and that's where my priority is. I think, just to reiterate, I am excited about where the program can go. There is a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done. It will not be easy. It will require all of us. This is why I'm so grateful for the support that Chancellor Mnuchin has given us. The level of alignment that we have right now is at a level that I've not experienced here in my time at Wisconsin.
Shut it off. Shut it off. It's a fluff piece. It is literally a fluff piece, and he can't even get his words out correctly. Stuttering at the beginning, wants to grow the program. It's not limited to wins and losses. A bunch of crap. He himself should know it's about wins and losses. He bled for the program.
Yeah, I when he said it wasn't about wins and losses, that's when he lost me. And I'm trying to
grow the program? Uh-huh. It's been 3 years. 3 years, and it's gone lower than it has been since Don Morton. Yeah, you should be grateful the chancellor doesn't have a brain and doesn't tell you to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, she doesn't care about football. She's going to trust the people around it. But, I mean, I'd
be kissing her feet, too.
But what I remember, when he hired Luke Fickell, it was all about elevating the program. When he fired Paul Chris, it was all about trying to, you know, get the program in a better position. He said, it's my role to have the position of the program always on my mind. We just reached a point today where I felt the right time to make a decision to fire Paul Chris. It's not one I take lightly. It's an incredibly tough day, but I'm incredibly optimistic that today is the first day of the future of this program. Guess what? The future of this program is garbage. It's garbage. The future that you talked about back in 2022, 2023, whatever that was.
The same load of crap.
2022?
With 3 years later with worse results.
You know, I hate when grown ass men let their ego get in the way of really building something special.
Do you think by growing it, you know how like when you plant a tree and the roots grow into the ground and they go further into the ground? You think that's what he meant by growing it?
I mean, look.
Like don't
I don't what I will
what
say
vegetables
is,
grow downward.
What I will say is I don't envy the position he's in, but he's also the person that got this program to this position with, again, we were all on board with the hire. But now the quadruple down is crazy.
No, it's a shame.
If it's just to make sure that you are aligned with the chancellor and sell her on a bunch of crap so you can keep your job, then that's not doing the program a service either.
No, what he's doing is, I'm telling you, he's putting his ego ahead of everything else. He fired Paul Chris because he felt like losing to Illinois by a lot of points was disgraceful and it was the program going backwards. Guess what, man? Chris McIntosh, you should check out the three games last year against Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska. You lost by the same amount or even more to those pathetic teams. Your football program can barely score any points, so I don't know what you talk about any growth. The only direction you are going is to, again, not making a bowl game for three straight years. This happened under your watch. Instead of doing the right thing and doing right by this football program that you helped build up as a player, that Barry Alvarez handed you the baton off, you are failing miserably. Instead of ejecting and jumping ship and saying, you know what, I got it wrong, I take that, right? It is my job to correct things. I made a mistake by hiring Luke Fickell. It did not work out. I'm going to find somebody else, and we're going to reinvest in this program. Who the hell wants to play for a loser? Luke Fickell, not as a human being, but as a coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, is a loser. That's what it is. Nobody wants to play for losers.
Brian and Lake Mills, you're up on the Carbless Talking text line.
Oh, where do I go? 4 o'clock news dump. The same thing he spat out. The same thing that he did with his vote of confidence, except for saying that now he will be the coach. But there's this plan. He can't even articulate in a sit-down scripted interview.
Correct.
The plan. How is anyone supposed to have confidence in the AD that's talking about this plan that he is helping develop when he can't even say it clearly to everyone? So
Brian, who the hell would let that video get out with that audio? Who in let's go take two here, you know? I don't know if we should send this one out.
Agree, disagree, sorry.
I
thought you were gonna play it.
I don't know if we need to hear it again. It's just a bunch of blah 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 blah.
No, we don't. Just he needs to stay away from every other program at UW, stay away from basketball, which I hope he is. I mean, you're going to see people that are not going to go to the game on Saturday because the weather is going to be crappy, but they also heard him say all that, and they're going to go, why am I investing my time to sit in the stands when I don't get it. I'm just waiting for Big Cat for his response to this. He's probably just laughing.
No, he ain't laughing.
On McAfee got asked.
He's crying.
And McAfee goes, what are you doing? Why don't you go and talk to the team? And then Watt goes, I did. It didn't work. Well, that's coaching. I get that he can't release who's going to be fired as the coaching staff, as the support staff, but talk about what the plan is. Are we going to hire a GM? Why has that not been posted?
It's a good point, Brian. Strove, how quick did I... How much time was left in the cut that you had with Chris McIntosh before I literally was going to barf?
10 seconds.
So was there any more? Is there anything worth?
I haven't listened to it.
All right, I'm gonna do my best to be a professional and listen to the entire clip with Chris McIntosh with the Badger Connect.
Yeah, I think you know the priority for me is to continue to grow to. Continue to grow the program
in a way that
puts us in a position to achieve those expectations. That comes in many forms. It's not limited to wins and losses. There are so many factors that contribute to that, and that's where my priority is. I think, just to reiterate, I am excited about where the program can go. There is a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done. It will not be easy. It will require all of us. This is why I'm so grateful for the support that Chancellor Mnookin has given us. The level of alignment that we have right now is at a level that I've not experienced here in my time at Wisconsin. It will require our fans and our supporters and our donors to be part of it, but it's for those reasons that I'm optimistic about our chances.
Listen to the damn fans and donors! Listen to them. You think they want you to sit here and say, well, you know, success isn't measured by, limited by wins. The hell it is. Well, yes, it is. If you win, everybody shows up. If you win, people open up their pocketbooks.
Also,
people want to be part of winners.
But at this point, they're not winners. And the idea that somebody who's a donor and a fan and a supporter would see what they're seeing right now and listen to that and be like, oh, I can't wait to jump on board with that.
Fair. I agree with everything you guys are saying, but I think we're missing the ultimate point here. And listening to McIntosh has confirmed this to me, but this is what I figured when the release came out. We're broke. We are broke. We're broke.
We're the Michael Scott Paper Company.
So wait, so you're saying that he met with Chancellor
Mnookin? They don't have money to fire him.
Uh-huh.
So instead of saying, all right, I think we could scrape the bottom of the barrel, but that means we're not. I mean, we're trying to start a clean slate. If we fire him, we bring in a new head coach. We're going to have to start all over from a recruitment standpoint. We're going to have to pay new coaches. And then we got to pay players, but we don't really have the money to do that now. So if we fire him, we're definitely not going to have that money. So the best investment would be find a couple $1 million, keep him as the head coach, and just say we're going to fix it and hope to God it works. That's what's happening.
It's
they're
not
broke.
A plan.
No.
So you're saying Chancellor Mnookin sat down with him and say, hey, yeah, so I mean.
So when you look at this spreadsheet, Mr. McIntosh, the red means, I think that's what happened.
The red means Badgers, not losses, Badgers.
So well, the red means you're broke. You're broke.
So what's your plan? How are you going to raise this money?
I think they're broke. I think that's what's going on
here. Well, the University of Wisconsin-Madison
Ted Kellner, don't do it. You've given too much to this program.
I don't know how you fire him, though. You
no,
need
no,
money
I'm
to
not
fire.
I'm not saying.
I don't
fire.
Think they have that. That's legitimate.
No, they have
I'm
money.
Saying,
I don't think they have the money to fire.
Money to help this because it's just going to be an ROI that you're not used to. You didn't get to where you are by investing in something that is broken.
Okay, I didn't know if you were setting me up for something.
No, I'm just.
Or you were being honest because.
Here's the thing is like. Here's the thing is like. Yeah, part of me is like, I want boosters and donors to give money to a program that I care about, but I'm also want to let them know, like, if you don't want to do it, I don't blame you.
No, this ain't a charity. This isn't a charity. Results get you
this
something.
This is a business now. This is what it is. College sports are a business.
Yeah. In Wisconsin, I know, I'm trying to find it. I know there was a whole bunch of reserves that they had.
Are you guys okay?
No, Homer, are you okay? Are you okay?
He doesn't care.
Of course I care. What do you mean? I got the same letter there that you do.
That is true, but I'm saying you all have always you get on the mic if you're here.
You're just complaining to the wrong thing.
Yeah, I know what you're gonna say. It's the chancellor.
Yes,
it's the chancellor.
Yes,
Nate,
I know.
You should call Donna Shalala, and everybody should send her stuff. Barry Alvarez came here only because of one person.
She doesn't care about football.
And that's not going to change.
I don't, again, my understanding.
I hope she understands that if funding goes away because of football to the university as a whole, as a research institution and everything that got going on, that is not going to fuel itself without the level of support that you get from your athletics.
We don't know what she thinks. We know this.
What we do know is that whatever Chris McIntosh told her about keeping Luke Fickell next year is a load of crap. She believed it.
I blame the chancellor for not making the decision. I blame the chancellor for entrusting an athletic director to do his job. She clearly is saying, Chris, what do you think it is? Well, I'm going to trust you because you've been around the program a long time. I'm going to trust that if you think this is the right thing to do, I'm going to do that.
She also has a group of trustees, again, other people you should be aware of. When they made this change years ago, they understood the need for an AD and an influence on the board of trustees for athletics. I don't know who that person is now.
Homer, you're not going anywhere, are you?
You mean like?
I'd love to keep you.
Sure. Tell us
about Citizens Bank.
Well, I might be upset about the Badgers, but I'm not upset about Citizens Bank. And you know what? You know when some things just feel right? Well, that's how it feels when you bank with Citizens Bank. From the moment you walk in or even just hop on their cool app, you feel like you're somewhere you actually belong. It's not just about having a checking account or mortgage rates. It's the way they know your name, remember your story, and genuinely care about what you are trying to do and what you are trying to build. That's why it's so important for you to find a local bank like Citizens Bank. They're invested in the community, and they're all about helping you move forward with tools that make banking easy and people that make it so personal. So if you're looking for a bank that feels more like a partner, I'm telling you, check out CitizensBankWI.Bank. That's CitizensBankWI.Bank. It's banking where you belong with Citizens Bank.
Luke Fickell's back in 2026.
I just want to apologize. I don't want anybody to ever think the letter sweater that I wear is the jacket. Actually, I got a jacket. Did you get a jacket?
I don't know where it is, but I got one.
Yeah, but that's what you got. Is anywhere near yours.
It doesn't matter. I still value your opinion. You're a smart person.
You are a Badger. You play for the Badgers. You were a tennis player.
You also have knowledge that I don't have about the history.
I think this is all about an understanding of the greatness of Donna Shalala, because it's all about the chancellor and her view of the university, her view of the finances, her view of what people are telling you. Now, here's the problem, because this is what's different. There's so much nobody knows. We don't know how much money they've had, okay? It's not NIL money, it's just paying the players. All right, so are we now to assume that they're going to invest so much more, right? Now, that's kind of what he said. All right, lastly, I'll make it quick. The problem is, why would he have taken the job if there wasn't an appropriate amount of money? I don't want a coach that doesn't realize there isn't enough money.
You know why he took the job? The dollars were paid.
They had appropriate enough money for him to get millions of dollars.
I don't want him either, because it's not about what you're paying him.
Correct.
It's about what money's available.
I would probably take the same job if I was offered the same thing, and they told me I had no support. So if they told me I was going to be there for 4 years,
and I had a $32 million buyout,
hell yeah.
Not when there are other jobs available as attractive.
That's true.
He was the man.
More next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
But I got a bone to pick with Strof next. More questions?
Bone to pick? I have a question, yeah. How are babies made?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Something that is always great is the dog of the game on the Green Bay Game Night post-game show with Homer and Tausch. We do the Green Bay Game Day props and preview. Green Bay props and preview here on KBN. And if you have a dog that has always listened to you and you're asking yourself, why don't they listen to me? Well, look no further than Sit Mean Sit. You can have a happy, confident, and obedient dog. Contact Sit Mean Sit Dog Training in Milwaukee or Waukesha to schedule a free consultation. Matt's team is amazing. That's sitmeansit.com. Check out Milwaukee and Waukesha pages. I don't know why you're doing this. I know you're playing all the right things, but it's invoking emotion of sadness and frustration and anger. Yeah. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, yeah. Homer's to my left. Homer, I understand your overall point about the chancellor, but if we can look beyond the chancellor for a moment, there are still people underneath the chancellor that are in the conversations every day on how to make this go. And when I mean go, I mean like be successful.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that even with the amount of money that they have in their allotment and what they're paying players and NIL, they should never, ever be at a point where you haven't won a Big Ten game since October and you don't have any sort of
October of 2024. Be very specific.
Yeah, excuse me. October of 2024. We don't have a culture. You don't have an identity. And, you're changing course. Like, it's the whole, this is a mess. This is a mess.
Yes.
It's just a mess.
But understand this. The only reason that you would make such an announcement now is so that when or if things get worse the rest of this season, everybody knows it doesn't matter.
But that's where I disagree. It does matter. It matters.
No, they told you today it doesn't.
No, I know. I agree with you about what the university is telling me.
Yes.
But what it's going to tell other players and potential transfers is they're going to look at this program and they're going to see them suck the next four games. And then they're going to be offering them to come to play for Luke Fickell when a program that has had 30 years of history. Now, they haven't won a national championship, but they've been knocking on the door of college football playoffs. They've been to Rose Bowls. There's a tradition of success. That is gone. So now you're just trying to get players to come to literally field a team. That's what they're doing next year. They're fielding a team. They're trying to see who will actually, like, they're just going to be begging people to come with the money that they have. Because no donor outside of the money that the university has is going to be like, yes, I want to give you guys money because I believe in your vision. Because we've seen the vision for 3 years. Nobody in their right mind with money would be like, yes, here's some money on a silver platter. Go get guys. I believe that the guy in charge of the football program, Luke Fickell, can take this thing from a downward trajectory, which is literally the Tower of Terror from the top to the bottom, and then get it up a quarter of the way back up of the Tower of Terror.
Again, the hard part of answering that is just there's no way to know. Everybody accepts now that players are picking schools for one reason and one reason only: money.
It ain't that is a huge part of it, Homer.
What's the other part?
You do see examples of players staying at schools for less money. The quarterback of Illinois had $3 million more to go to a different school. He stayed for less money to stay at Illinois because he believed in Bielema as a coach and the program.
Right. So there are some
use cases. And you can only do that if you have a foundation of a program.
Yes, they're not going to get those. I mean,
so they're fighting an uphill battle as a sucky team.
They are. Yes, they are. That's correct. Yes. And they feel that increased money will help them more.
Help them more do what?
Than what they are going to get as a sucky team.
And be just a little less sucky?
Maybe, yes, maybe that's of course. Yes, next year we know. How many wins are they going to get the rest of this season?
Zero.
One maximum.
So
against
how many
who?
Do they?
Against who?
We don't know. I'm with him. I think they'll find a way to win one.
No, I didn't say they're going to find a way.
Yeah, I believe they'll win one.
One maximum.
Who?
You think
Minnesota?
No. I cannot defend
Minnesota
the position.
Minnesota will have something to play for. The axe and also for a chance.
I didn't say Minnesota. Just pick one. But either way,
I cannot defend the position.
I think we're going to upset Indiana. Indiana, watch out.
Yeah, right.
Indiana going to run up the
Indiana
score.
He's going to try to put up 100.
Puts 80.
No, he's trying to go three figures.
I want 100.
Because there's a tradition at Wisconsin. I mean, beating Wisconsin's a big deal. Back to the issue of, and when McIntosh says there's more than about wins and losses. All right, this is going to go down as Sal Bando, Paul Molitor is just a DH. Like, that quote is going to live forever. Just to let me ask either of you, for Wisconsin football, what is there actually that's more than wins and losses? That's all it is.
That's what I said. I was like, what are you trying? What crap? I said, I had to try to turn it off. I said, right. I can't listen to it anymore.
So when he comes on tomorrow, Wilde and Towson, man, that's one of the toughest interviews ever. Oh, is he not going to be on? Or I thought somebody had said that there was a possibility.
Well, we'll go with a possibility
right
now.
No, even if he goes on another station, it doesn't matter. Wherever he goes on, all right, what is he going to
do? He can't do a scripted interview. How is he going to do a live interview?
No, and then I was just thinking, if I got to interview him, I'd say, I don't talk to you. I have no interest in talking to you. Get the chancellor. I want to talk to the chancellor. I want to know what she's thinking.
Yeah, I just think it was a terrible idea to come out and say this now. There's no benefit because all
the benefit is that if we get destroyed. Oh, not we. If Wisconsin gets destroyed every game the rest of the season, Don't be starting this thing about we're going to have a new coach.
No.
This dude's coming back.
I would rather,
say it right now. This guy's coming back.
Homer,
say it.
I would more want to see them get blown out and not know and have hope and then be dashed and hurt.
Whatever.
Then to sit here and say, there's no way. The Badgers have now been outscored 175-14 in their last. There's no way he gets kept. And they just say, yeah, we're going to. We know. We saw it.
He's the guy.
Just save it to the end. It didn't hurt. Break
you
my
need,
heart once. Not
you need
for the next
to work
4 weeks.
On this. He's coming back. Just say it.
I can't. I won't accept it.
How is
You're
he
still
coming
hopeful.
Back?
I won't.
Is he coming back?
I'm literally rooting for Indiana to win 100-0. Because if he is coming back after losing 100-0, then
it is fair.
Then all hope is lost.
Yes, it is fair that if you want him not to come back,
I hope they lose
every game.
I hope they are embarrassed
by 50 points.
Because that is how
I don't
this
know that would change anything though.
I
think they're broke.
That's fine.
They're
not broke.
You could be right. Yes, you could be.
But
I always think that there's a point where if you're embarrassed is different than losing. But the question is, how bad do they have to be embarrassed?
What I'll continue to say is they're only broke because they can't get money from people, because who would give money to what they are watching?
It limits what they can do, yes.
John in Milwaukee, quickly on the Carbo's Talking text line.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. One, it might be to get outrage, which it has in Ben and other people at UW, to say there's no way in hell he's coming back, and they're going to come up with the buyout money to make sure he doesn't come back. The other thing is, pull from your former players who played in the league and make your football program a developmental football program to develop players and get back to the days when you were lineman you and running back you. And use guys like Tauscher and Joe Thomas and Ron Dane to be your coaches.
Yeah,
that's
John,
how you get it back.
I hear your theory. Joe Thomas, Mark Tauscher, all those guys, they have great lives. Who would trade those great lives to try and fix a dumpster fire? I wouldn't. I appreciate the thought, but that's just, it's unfortunately unrealistic to ask people who, like, don't want to get in the world of agents and NIL that are living great lives that earn their money and don't want to go into a dumpster fire.
Right,
we wrap up the show on the other side.
All right. No, the issue
this
of...
This is Kyle.
No, go.
Go ahead.
No, the issue of now, from what I heard from Aktash about, there's an issue there of money, right? Like, we need to do something. This isn't his first year.
I know.
If he came here, and I don't care how much they gave him, given the other options he had, and he came here understanding that 3 years was... They were going to say, we need more money... He would have never come.
Yeah, he had other options.
Right.
He would have had other options after making the CFP
so,
at the time.
So, and I don't remember this whole year. I don't know the discussion. It's the legitimate one because nobody knows. Well, this is all about money. Wouldn't that be the first thing you'd say? We underestimated this world. This is all about money. That will change, and we'll have better players and a better team.
My poor family is going to have to deal with me when I come home. Just so upset. Wrap up the show next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
His career success rate was 51%. That's trash.
That's trash. That's really bad.
I'm Ricky Henderson in 1923. I want you to understand that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
If you missed it, Chris McIntosh came out and said that Luke Fickell will be back for the 2026 season. That is with 4 games left in the season with Indiana on the schedule, which I'm rooting for 100-0 victory for Indiana. Go Hoosiers. Chris McIntosh sat down with Jesse Temple for Badger Connect to share the vision with Luke Fickell and company.
I think, you know, the priority for me is to continue to grow the program in a way that puts us in a position to achieve those expectations. That comes in many forms. It's not limited to wins and losses.
Pause. It's not limited to wins and losses.
No, those two sentences, we'll live with them forever.
It's not limited to wins and losses.
Right.
So
if
he gets fired next year because they lose a lot of games,
all that anybody is going to ever remember about McIntosh in his time as AD, you just heard it. That will define his time at Wisconsin.
It's so, not limited to wins and losses.
Didn't he fire
that
the men?
That is what athletics are about.
Yeah, he fired
it is limited to wins and losses.
It is. He fired the men's hockey coach because they weren't winning enough, and he brought in somebody new. Didn't he fire? Oh, well, Melissa Mosley left. But he's fired people for them not winning enough. He fired Paul Chryst after a loss to Illinois because he did not like the direction of the program, and he moved on from him. He wishes he had Paul Chryst.
I believe the over-under on the number of times you will hear that sentence is 1,000.
I'm about to tweet right now. Please watch this. It's not limited to wins and losses. Yeah. So people can watch it for themselves.
Right.
Hey, my show isn't limited. Our show isn't limited to how many people watch and consume.
Can't
our
you
content.
Wait till tomorrow when LaFleur does one? It says, I just want to let you know. It's not limited to wins and losses.
Oh, my God. There'd be pitchforks up in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Homer, have
I know
a great
that
show.
Bo Ryan said that all the time.
Oh, my God.
How far the market? Everything we do is focused on giving us the best chance. To do what, Ben Brust?
He's falling so far.
It's not limited to wins and losses, though, Homer. Homer, you're next. Enjoy.